This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Well, I think everybody who listens to the show knows how I feel about The Athletic. I think if you're a sports fan, and believe me, I get nothing from this other than trying to tout you on something that I think is really good. If you're a sports fan, you should have a subscription to The Athletic, and the price they charge is very small for the content that they give you. All right, so Britt Giroli is outstanding at what she does, and she has been following the story about the Met situation in the front office, and today there's another story that she combined with Katie Strang to do. And to be honest, just reading it today was kind of disturbing. But rather have me prattle on about it, let's bring in Britt Giroli of The Athletic, and she'll talk about the story that she helped write herself. Britt, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. So this is a follow-up to a story that you guys have been working on with the Porter situation. And I just don't, from this story that I read today, Britt, it doesn't seem like anything has really changed that much. Do you get that sense?
Yes and no. I think, you know, first of all, this is all kind of spawned from the Jared Porter thing, as you mentioned, because so many fans have wondered, you know, why now? Did you guys purposely wait until the Wilpons sold the team? And no, this is all coming out as a result of Jared Porter and Nikki Callaway and Ryan Ellis. And, you know, you're kind of continuing to pull the string on this and it's starting to unravel. And I think on some level, it's getting better. Certainly, I think Steve Cohen wants to do the right thing. He does have that audit going, that external law firm, WilmerHale, right now, that's still ongoing. But it remains to be seen whether it's going to take more action from the Mets, more action from Cohen, more action from the league. I think, you know, the Mets are obviously the topic of this, but I think we all know that this is going on to some level at every organization. And this is a sport-wide problem. And I am a little disappointed that we haven't heard anything from Major League Baseball as a whole since the Jared Porter news. We haven't heard anything. And I understand the Mickey Callaway investigation is still going on. However, I question whether it would be you know, better to just say, hey, we don't condone any of this. We are continue to, you know, work to make this a more inclusive, safer workplace for everyone. I question how or why that hasn't been done yet. I think that could go a long ways in having the leader of the sport really step up and step forward.
See, that my follow-up was going to be this, Britt. Do you think this is a Met problem, or do you think it's a baseball problem, or even broader, do you think it's a societal problem?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a societal problem. I've had a lot of people on Twitter or via text message compare it to other workplaces. I think sports is a little behind. I think it's similar to the entertainment industry, right? It's facing that reckoning, that Me Too movement that a lot of companies and corporations have already been through. I think sports is insulated. It's slow to adapt. And you see that with baseball and on the field stuff, in rule changes, in, you know, finding a way to attract the younger generation. And certainly you see it within the front offices, within the structures. I think baseball is slow to adapt and that mindset is tough to change. And I do think it, you know, is prominent now. I think people are more aware of it. I think we're all talking about it, which is important. But I think this is a problem that extends far beyond the New York Mets.
Yeah, when you see, like, especially with the Porter situation, right, the information was there. Did the Mets know? Did they not care? I mean, that does it come down to that, Britt, where it's like, is ignorance is bliss, or is it just not really caring about trying to tap into that side of a hire?
I think the Porter situation was unique in that it seemed like there were almost no warning signs until that bombshell by ESPN dropped. I think you kind of looked at that as, well, okay, they didn't do their due diligence, but nobody had any idea, it seemed like. Certainly his previous organizations didn't really have any idea. I think the Mickey Callaway situation is different. I think, and we presented this in an earlier article, there were a lot of people who it seemed like knew or had some idea about Mickey Callaway at previous stops. and it wasn't stopped. The Mets were confronted with an email when he was manager, only asked Mickey about it, didn't really investigate it. As we pointed out today, there was a Mets executive who texted a woman in the organization, you know, I'm not as creepy as Mickey, right? Which again shows, and this was 2019, a year before anyone wrote about Mickey, that they knew about it. So I think there's certainly a, well, you know, ignorance is bliss. If we turn a blind eye to it, then we can claim plausible deniability. And I think what's happening now, and rightfully so, is people are saying, well, wait a minute, you're in charge here. You either are in charge of everything and responsible for everything that happens under you, or you're not, right? Like, what's better, being incompetent and not knowing what's going on, or lying about not knowing what's going on? I think both of those things are bad. So I think organizations are finally starting to realize, you better vet these people. You are responsible for what they did. You know, the people you bring into the Mets organization, the people you bring into any organization now, reflect who you are. And I think more than ever, we are holding them accountable to that. You can't just say, well, I had no idea about Mickey Callaway. Well, I had no idea about this guy. No, you should know. And if you don't know, I question the communication. I question the people that are tasked with knowing, the HR departments, the people that supervise other people. You need those lines of communication. That is what a healthy, functioning workplace has, is people not afraid to speak up. And I think for a long time, the Mets didn't have that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Britt Jaroli is the senior Major League Baseball writer for The Athletic. He joins us here on the K-Show. Britt, in reading the story today, the thing that kind of struck me is that Sandy Alderson, who people certainly look at, former Marine, a really stand-up guy, he doesn't seem like he's totally without blame. And then the communication he had with you or Katie, you know, when is this going to end? I mean, when does somebody get punished enough? I mean, is he culpable in this?
I think certainly to an extent he is. And I think the big problem with that, as you pointed out, is the people reporting on this are not the problem. The problem is that this exists at all. And I think that's the thing we need to shift, right? The mindset is, as you guys all know, the media is always the enemy, right? In everyone's mind. We're trying to find out all this info, this dirt. Well, if there's nothing there, if there's no dirt there, we won't find anything, right? We'll be chasing our tails. But it's important to remember that when Jared Porter came out, the phone calls came and it came about Mickey Callaway. When Mickey Callaway happened, the phone calls came about Ryan Ellis, and it kept continuing down the chain. So it's on these organizations to turn things around, but in lieu of that, it's on journalists, it's on the media to point it out, to make sure that people are held accountable for when they want to look the other way. Like you said, Sandy kept mentioning, and, you know, to some extent, rightfully so, I'd like to be judged on how we are moving forward, what we're doing lately, what we've done since November. And that's important, certainly. But so is looking at the past and saying, how did this go on for so long? These are not incidents that took place 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're talking about things that have happened within the last 5 years or so. And to me, that is still recent. That is not something where the statute has run out to any regard. So I was a little disappointed with some of the quotes and some of the things that were said. I think, unfortunately, it's a little disheartening to hear that, and probably not saying anything that a lot of women don't know, but it's still going to take a lot to change a lot of people's minds. There's still a mindset that needs to change. And unfortunately, we're just not there yet.
Because not everybody's working with the same line, right? Because you're talking about the possibility of baseball enabling this situation. The reason they enable it is because they don't see it as being as wrong as it is. And you wonder, with baseball investigating the Callaway situation, are those the right eyes to really be able to have justice in this, when some of the eyes investigating it are maybe some of the people that don't find it to be a problem or enabling the situation to begin with?
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. And I think it was Jessica Mendoza spoke about this the other day, the the gray area. Everyone read that Jared Porter story and they were horrified, right? It was over the top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what about these smaller examples? What about these more nuanced things that we layered into that story today? When you stack them all up like that in one story, they look pretty bad. And so I think we need to start paying more attention to the gray area and figuring out, okay, before this gets out of hand, how do we stop it? Let's be proactive and not reactive. And certainly I question how these investigations will go. You know, with Mickey Callaway, the length of time that this has gone on, the Angels waiting for some kind of, you know, statement from the league for some kind of final say. And you do have to give the Mets credit and Steve Cohen credit for quickly getting rid of Jared Porter, whereas the Angels remained in limbo here. So I am kind of worried about how these things move forward and whether this Mickey Callaway situation and how long it's gone on will prevent someone from wanting to get involved again. We'll say, well, look at how long the Mickey thing took. Look how dragged out that was. Look at how involved I had to be. I should just shut up, you know, because my situation isn't nearly that bad. That happens all the time. And I'm hopeful that we get to a point where, you know, this is dealt with swiftly, this is dealt with quickly, and it's something that the league has almost a zero-tolerance policy for. I think that's maybe the only way we start to really move forward.
Now, something that jumped out at me today as well, Britt, is that, you know, Sandy wants to be judged on, you know, how things are happening now, and the Mets brought back a very high-profile executive who we have dealt with and actually had pleasant dealings with, but had a lot of complaints against him, and they still rehired him and brought him back. So doesn't that seem like the Mets are just turning a blind eye to something that is troubling to some people in their organization?
It does, and I think that's why we kind of included it with all the context there, is it seems like people are always saying, well, why don't these people complain? Why doesn't someone come forward? And oftentimes people do voice displeasure or they do come forward, and nothing happens. It was the situation with David Newman. It was the situation with three women and Ryan Ellis, who came forward in the Mets organization, and he was punished for a week and then continued to get promoted. So I think it's really important for people to realize that it's not just, as simple as let's just report this and now we've done our due diligence, there will be swift justice. There are still missteps along the way. And to me, Sandy Alderson bringing back David Newman, when multiple women complained, when a half dozen people that we spoke to, and even more, there was a lot of stuff that did not make it into that article on all facets of this. When you get that many complaints, I think you have to look into it. You have to do your due diligence, because otherwise it can blow up in your face, and that's sort of what's happening here today.
Britt, one thing that irked me, and Michael, you may remember this conversation, I believe it was with the Ryan Ellis thing. Was that the one where the Mets sort of just quietly fired him, but it didn't become a story until The Athletic reported it later?
Yes.
Was it that? Okay,
yes,
so
that was the situation.
What bothered me there, Britt, and tell me if you feel this way, was that that was now coming on the heels of two other related scandals. And rather than calling a press conference to acknowledge what happened and really take a step forward to show that they no longer accept this and they want to turn this thing upside down and get it right, they tried to just quietly sort of sweep it under the rug. And to me, it reeked of, do you guys not really get how serious an issue this is? Did you or others have that thought?
No, those are my thoughts exactly on the matter. That's why we pursued it. By the time it got to us, he had already been quietly let go, but I feel the same way you do. The only way this gets better is if we stand up and we say, this is not acceptable. He did this. He is no longer part of our organization, right? Like, you don't get to quietly slink away and then become a problem in another organization.
And
I just think about all the women who, right? Right. Like, oh, let's make him someone else's problem. To me, that line of thinking is how we got where we are, right? Like, it is similar to kind of like the whole Catholic Church, like, let's move all these priests around that have problems. Like, you can't think like that. You have to actually fix the problem and not just up someone else's problem now, throw it over into someone else's lawn. I think that's just a dangerous way to think.
And really, it does come down, and we, you know, just to wrap this up, when we brought this up at the beginning, and we're talking to Britt Giroli, the senior MLB writer at The Athletic, Major League Baseball has to come out and make a statement, and we're not going to put up with this anymore. And I haven't seen it. Maybe I've missed it.
But I haven't seen Rob Manfred come out strongly and say, this is unacceptable and we'll not do this any longer.
Right. I agree. I haven't seen it either. And I think to some extent, they can't really comment on Nikki Callaway because it's still being investigated. And I understand and respect that. However, there is a way to comment broadly on what's going on in the sport and let everyone know you don't condone it, that women belong, that minorities belong, that diversity is important, that you're horrified by some of these alleged incidents. There is a way to do it legally and still put that statement forward. And to me, it's becoming more and more of an issue, the silence here. I think they really have to come forward and say something or wrap up the Nikki Callaway investigation. Something needs to be done here because, again, it's that whole, well, quietly dismiss him mindset that to me is probably the most frightening thing, most frightening way you can really go about this.
Britt, we thank you. As always, exemplary work by you, and we thank you for coming on and sharing it with us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.